are in news. I'm John Scott. A showdown in the Lone Star State is looming as Governor Greg Abbott threatens to remove Democrats from office who have left the state to protest a Republican-led effort to create a new congressional map. The governor had given Texas House Democrats until 3 p.m. local time to return to the state house. A top Trump aide accuses India of effectively financing Russia's war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff at the White House, said it's not acceptable for India to purchase oil from Russia, which he argued is supporting Moscow's war against Ukraine. Last week, a 25% tariff on Indian products went into effect as a result of its purchase of military equipment and energy from Russia. President Trump has also threatened 100% tariffs on U.S. imports from countries that buy Russian oil. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has set a deadline for Friday for Russia to stop the bombing in Ukraine or face severe economic penalties. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will convene the cabinet this week to instruct Israel's military on how to achieve the goals of defeating the enemy and releasing the hostages. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell has this report from Jerusalem.
There's supposed to be, in the coming days, a meeting of the Israeli security cabinet, and this official who's being quoted has said that discussions are going on with the U.S. as well. But of course, this is something that's really going to alarm Israel's close allies, many of whom have been demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, a big influx in the aid that's getting in there, and it's also alarming the hostages' families, particularly after we had videos of those two emaciated, starved hostages that appeared over the weekend.
This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in India.
Religious freedom advocates around the world are expressing outrage over comments by a local lawmaker. Gopachand Patilkar delivered a speech in which he suggested that a bounty should be placed on the heads of any Christian who tries to spread the gospel in India. He also told the crowd he would be happy to see Christians killed. His remarks come even as violence against believers in India surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Brent Leatherwood has resigned as head of the Southern Baptist Convention's policy arm after nearly 4 years on the job. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has been a strong advocate against abortion and the LGBT agenda while promoting religious liberty and a pro-Israel stance. Church representatives in June voted to retain the commission. Vice President Miles Mullen named acting president. That's until a vote can be taken on a new permanent ERLC leader. This is SRN News. A small earthquake rattled the New York metropolitan area Saturday night. The U.S. Geological Survey said the tremor had a magnitude 3.0. Geophysicist Jessica Turner with the National Earthquake Information Center says because the Northeast is not on a clear plate boundary, earthquakes there are hard to predict.
We do see earthquakes there from time to time. We cannot predict when an earthquake or how large an earthquake will be. We can take a guess at where they will be. Just for example, this one occurred here in Hacksburg Heights. So we could see another earthquake in the next couple days, in the next couple weeks, maybe even a year from now. But we cannot tell you when or how big it would be.
No significant damage reported. DuPont and two other companies paying New Jersey up to $2 billion to settle environmental claims stemming from PFAS, commonly referred to as forever chemicals. More details at SRNNews.com.